This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Hope everyone's having an easy fast. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel and Yivamas. The Braisa said, how do you know a Chareshes doesn't have a Ksuba? We learned in a Braisa, a Chiresh and a Shaita that marries a Pikachas, even though the Chiresh became a Pikerach, and the Shoita was cured, they have no obligation to give a Ksuba. If they want to keep their wife, they have to give them a Ksuba. But a Pikeach that married a Chareshes or a Shoita, even if they wrote 100 money for the Ksuba, it's Kayam. Why? Mibnei Sharatza Lazuk B'Nechasav. Because they want to harm their Nechasim. We could be Medayik. The reason why they have to give a Ksuba to the Chareshes or the Shoita is because they want to obligate themselves. But if they didn't want to obligate themselves, they would be Pater, right? So that's the statement of the Gemara on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara said, how do I know a Chareshes doesn't have a Ksuba? Because only if the guy wants to give the Chareshes or a Shoita Ksuba is he obligated. If he doesn't want to, he does not have to give her the Kisuva. So the question here is, okay, and if he wants to, the Gemara says he could obligate himself. It's very nice he wants to obligate himself. How will the woman be koine? She's a chareshes or she's a shoita. So that means you could be mechayev yourself money to a cheresh and a shoita, even though meyikar din you're not chayev. Bishlam the cheresh, a cheresh could be zoichel atzmai. So you could be mezake to the cheresh. This obligation, but a shoita cannot be zoicha, loyla atzmai v'loyla achirim. So how exactly could you obligate yourself in a ksuba to a shoita, but the shoita has no zechia? So that's the question that is dealt with. The Rambam in Hilchos Zechia Umatana, Perek Dalet, Halacha Zayin, says as follows. Katan shenoisin loy tsrar v'zarkoi, egoiz v'noitloi, zoichel atzim v'zoich lechem. A katan that's old enough, you could give him a rock and he'll throw it. But you give him a nut, he'll take it, so he knows the difference between valuable and not valuable. He could be zoich for himself, he can't be zoich lechem. Pachos mizeh, if he has less das than this, loy zoichel atzim lechem, he cannot be zoich not for himself, not for others. V'chein ha-shoita, einoi zoicha loy loy v'lachem ha-shoita, cannot be zoicha, not for himself, not for others. But v'amezake l'shoita, al yidei ben da'zacha. One who is mezake for a shoita through a ben das, the shoita could be zoicha. So a shoita cannot be zoicha. Not for himself, not for others, but you could be mezake to a shoita through a ben das. Really? How are you mezake to a shoita through a bendas? Says the Magen Mishnah. V'chein ha-shoita. Gamze pashut. Uchvarnis. Okay, the Magen Mishnah is like this. Over here. Gamze pashut. Uchvarnis bar. V'chiz mechir per chavzaz alachdav. V'chein ma'ashe kosav. That which the Rambam says, Ki hamezak el shoita al yedei ben das zocha, pashuru. And you know what the proof is? You could be mezake to a shoita. From Rina b'yavamis, daf kuf yud gimel, pikeach shenosa chareshes, oi shoita, pikeach that married a chareshes or a shoita, afal pisha kasav la mea mana, even though you wrote to her 100 money, ksuvasa kayem in the nature of losing a chasav. So we see, vidiktikum isham, taima deratza, haloi rasulai tignu rabban ksuvasa. But that means you could be mezaket to a shoito, mikan sheyesh la shoito zachia ayidei ben das. The Gemara in Yevamis, Kuf Yud Gimel, is a raya that you could be mezaket to a shoita. Why? Because it says that if you want to obligate yourself in a ksuba to a shoita, you could obligate yourself in a ksuba. So we see that a shoita could be zoicha, at least through a bendas. Says the Magen Mishnah, the raya of to the Rambam is our Gemara in Yevamos Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. So this is a very fundamental ktsoy sachoshen. The Ketos HaChoshen is found in Choshen Mishpat Siman Reish Mem Gimel, Siv Vav. He's quoting the Rambam that HaMazakeh L'Shoita Al Yidei Ben Das Zacha, Kasav HaBeis Yosef, Zel HaShoinei, Din HaKatan Pashat B'chama Mekoymais. The din of a katan is pasha in many places. V'hachirush din ka katan, a chirush is like a katan. V'din ha-shoyta pashiru. Da'af agav da'in loy das, even though a shoyta doesn't have das, I have a kushalai b'fanav, ha-kaim alon, zachin la'adam, shalai b'fanav. Meaning a shoyta doesn't have das, so how could you be zoicha to a katan? But it's like shaloi b'fanav. The answer is zachin la'adam, shaloi b'fanav. Meaning, you're right, the shoyta doesn't have das, but he's not worse than if he wouldn't be here. And the same way I could be zoicha for you, even though you're not here, if you're not here, that then for all intents and purposes you don't have das, I could be zoicha for a shoyta. V'arava magid perak dalin mihecha zachia hiviraya l'din ha-shoyta. From the Gemara in Yevamos v'ein Tzarach. Fine. So the Ketos HaChoshen takes issue with the Magid Mishnah, and he says it's completely not pashut at all that you should be able to be zoicha for a shaita. Why? V'inei mashukasa beis Yosef de'ein Tzarach raya v'u pashut l'didi mesafkali tuva. To me, I have a great doubt. We say in Bam Metzia, katan the asi leklal shlichos. One day a katan could be mamanish liach. It's leizachia, a guy who will never come leklal shlichos. Less leizachia. You hear this? You could be mizoicha for a katan shalei b'fanav. Why? Because one day he will come leklal shlichos. But you can't be zoicha to a goy shalai b'fanav because he will never come b'chal shichas. Says the Ketos, is a shoita like a katan or is a shoita like a goy? L'chaira, a shoita is like a goy. He will never come b'chal shichas. He's not like a katan. V'im kein shoita, d'lai yasi l'chal shichas, ein adem l'katan klal. V'roi loimar, be de'ein loy zechia. Says the Ketos, a katan is much more similar to a Gentile. A shoyt is much more similar to a Gentile that will never come b'chlal shlichos, but in no way is it similar to a katan.
Then,
very good. Then, loymer shendasi chal shlichos. Don't say, well, actually, he is b'chlal shlichos. Why? Because he could be cured. You could go to you could take prescription drugs. And you become normal again. Why? Because a guy could convert. Must be. Mechusar Maisa is not called Asi L'chlal. Dafka Katan who's Memela comes L'chlal Shlichas. But not a Shoita that it's Kisha Yishtafe and not a guy L'chshay Yisgayer. And that's why the Rav HaMagid has to bring a raya that a shoita is asi l'chlal das. And therefore, you can be mezaket to her. You can be mezaket to a shoita. V'ayin sham b'mashikosav lavi raya d'zochen l'shoita yidei acher from the fact, in the beginning of Parak Chereish, so the way the Magid Mishnah understands it is as follows. The Magid Mishnah understands that you could be zoicha to a shoita al yidei zechia. But says Ketos HaChoshen, I would have a different take on this. In my opinion, it's not al yidei zechia, it's through a different process. Says the Magid Mishnah, Anias Daiti Yesh Lahashiv Dahasam Kivan Debishas Nesuin Koisivla Kesuba Zachsa Afilu Al Yedei Atzma. You don't need Zechia. You're writing the ksuba at the time of the marriage. She's zoicha through herself. Why? Dezu eina matana. This is not a gift. A gift you can't give to a shoita unless you're a das acheres. Elakamai schar shivcha l'sham shoy. Remember the Chereish, who the Gemara said that Rav Malkiyoy was mezaket to the Chereish to give a ksuba, because if he needed someone to hire a cleaning lady, we could do it. So if we need someone to give, make him give her a ksuba, we could do it. Ayin Sham Reish Perak Chereish Amr V'Gemara Ilu Kana Shivcha L'Sham Shoy Kol Shekayin Haide Ikatarti. So we see Bezdin as the capacity to make a cheresh give a woman a ksuba. And the way it works, says the Tzois, is it's like she's getting paid for a service. In other words, a shoita has the capacity to do work and you could pay. Schar melacha, even a cheresh and shoita has, like Tosfos says in Perek Ben Sora. Schar melacha v'tircha min ha-toira islay l'katan. A katan biblically could get paid wages. V'imkeinu adin l'shoita. The way the ksuba works is, if he wants to obligate himself in a ksuba, he's declaring that she's providing him a service. And a service, someone without das, could be paid midoraisa. So the lomdus is not that, like the Rambam says, das acheres works for the shoita and the rayas and the gemara and yevamis. It's not working through das acheres. The shoita can acquire the ksuba that you're obligating yourself on his own, because it's like wages. Because once you say you want to give a ksuba, it's like the person's providing a service. And that service, they have the capacity to acquire on their own. So the raya from the gemara and yevamis is not, says the Ktzois, to the din of the Rambam. The Rambam said that a shoita, you could be mezak al yidei ben das. And the Magen Mishnah says the raya is from Yevamis. The Ktzois said there's no raya from Yevamis. The reason why it works in Yevamis is not because you're mezak al yidei acher. It's because once you want to give her a ksuba, that means she's providing a service. Now you're paying her wages. And a shoita has the ability to acquire wages midaraisa. So the Birchas Avram asks, what do you mean? Since when is a ksuba wages? It's not wages, it's a present. I would humbly say no. You see in the Gemara, it could be wages. The Gemara says explicitly on Kuf Yud Gimel. The Gemara says Rav Malkiyoy was mezakeh that the Chereish give the woman a ksuba to make him desirable. Why? Because if we needed to get him a cleaning lady, we could do it. So now we're getting him two services. The service of cleaning and the service of marriage. So from the Gemara, you see marriage could be considered a service. So even though typically ksuba is not a service, typically ksuba is not a shimush, but it can be. So if you're giving a chareshes, the lomdus of the ksuba is you're acknowledging that she's providing you a service of marriage. And the Gemara defines marriage could be, you're right, normally the hischaivus of a ksuba is a matana. But the Gemara, in a way, does classify it as a shimush. So basically, to summarize, the Magen Mishnah understands the Rambam that the way the ksuba works for the Chereish is through the principle of Mezak Ayide Das Acheres. But the Ktzois HaChoshen says, no, that might not be the explanation over here. It might be because it's a service, it's a wages that a katan has midaraisa. And then there's no real raya. There's no raya from Shas that you could be mezakeh to a shoita Ayide Acher. And don't say it's like a guy. Don't say it's like a katan, because a katan, the Gemara Ezeo Neshach says, is asi michlal shichos. But a shoita is never asi michlal shichos. So he should be like a guy. That's what I got for you on this fine Sunday morning. Have an easy rest of the day. You want to say something on this? Okay, that's the Ktzois HaChoshen. Have a great day, everyone. Kol tov. Bracha v'atzlacha. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.